We are expecting the implementation of the decision that have been taken in Addis Ababa by the 11 heads of state when they met on the 15th of July to set up this international neutral force to be deployed between the two countries, namely Rwanda and the DRC, and secondly, to destroy these negative forces, M23, as well as FDLR.
Who does the DRC expect to make up this new force? Should this force include soldiers from Kampala and Rwanda?
No, I don't think. It is an international force. It must go beyond the region, and it is a neutral force. That is to say that neither Congo nor Rwanda can be part of this force or any other country that can be suspect of being not neutral in this very, very long conflict.
I know your country has come out, not only your country, but other organizations have accused Rwanda of involvement in your country. What does your country know about Uganda? Is Uganda also involved in your country?
We have received such information. We have shared it with our partners of Uganda government. And, of course, we are still investigating. They have denied, and we have not yet come to the conclusion of our investigations.
Now, we hear that also today, Monday, the UN humanitarian chief, Valerie Amos, is supposed to be making a three-day visit to your country. What would your country be telling her?
We are waiting for her here in Kinshasa as well as in Goma, where hundreds of thousands of people are really starving, are living under very poor conditions due to that war that is being imposed again to the Democratic Republic of Congo. We are waiting from her to increase assistance to those people and report to New York what we are facing from this aggression that have been prepared from Rwanda so that steps be taken to stop this aggression.
Do you hope to bring human rights accusations against the members of the M23 when she visits?
Of course, we have a lot of criminal record about M23 or the so-called mutiny of M23 that we know that they are proxy forces for somebody in Rwanda to continue looting our country. But we have names of these people. I think that they have been enlisted by United Nations Security Council. So we will deliver those reports, and we shall be lobbying so that the international justice can deal with those guys because they are no longer attainable by our security forces.